This is Monk Ellen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. My topic is casually said. Well, there was once upon a time a country which was suffering of a drought. And the people, they were all so busy in thinking of rain, and they were praying for rain. Casually said is my topic. Casually said is my topic. It's just asking here the question. And the people were praying for rain because all their crops and all the fruits and all the veggies, everything was going bad. So they were praying and praying, and nothing happened. So finally they went to the minister in church and they said, "Oh, please, can you come with us to the fields so that we can all pray together for rain?" And the minister said, "Oh, of course. But do you believe in your prayer? Do you believe that you will have rain?" And they all said, "Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so tomorrow at 3 o'clock we will all meet in fields and we will pray for rain." So they are meeting for rain, meeting and praying for rain. And the minister, when they are finished, they said, "Yes. All right, do you believe it?" And everybody said, "Amen, yes." And he said, "All right, where are your umbrellas?" Well, when we speak our word casually, when we speak our word very casually, the law works. Sometimes we are so intense in our prayer and wishing things and wanting things, and we're just chasing it away. I had the pleasure and the joy to talk today with my daughter. My daughter Mariella. My daughter, yes. It's not your daughter, it's my daughter. Because they just say my daughter. So it's Mariella. Anyhow, she was jubilating and she was so happy to give me some really good news. She said, "You know, Mommy, you remember my friend, this lady we met in the morning at the Migros and we had a coffee together?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I do remember. She is such a joyous, vivacious lady. And she had no time to come and sit because she is such so loquacious and talkative, and she goes around and talks the whole morning with everybody." So she was standing there, and I couldn't hold it. She was wearing a beautiful skirt. A long skirt. And I mean, you don't see a lot of people going in the Migros with a long skirt. But it fitted her very nicely. And I had to tell her, "What a beautiful skirt you're wearing." And she said, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm actually not wearing it very often." I said, "Wow, I love it." I said, "Well, if ever you don't want it anymore, you know, just send it to me." And so I let it go. Well, this morning Mariella said, "You know the friend in the Migros, we met this lady so vivacious and so happy, and you admired her skirt?" And I said, "Yes, yes, I do." Said, "All right, she's sending you the skirt. She said she was so delighted that you liked it, and so she wants to send the skirt to you." And it was so casually said by me, I put a cause in motion, and here we have the result. Well, that's how the law of cause and effect works. And it works in every area. It works in healing. It works when we want a work or a house or if we want money, in every area. Well, Mariella has a neighbor. And her neighbors, they're unfortunately just moving now before Christmas into their new home. But just before they left today, they came and visited Mariella. And we, Herb and I, we met these neighbors. And the lady is a tiny lady with dark brown, I would say shiny eyes. Really, a happiness is exuding out of her eyes, and she has black hair, an Italian type love lady, but a very balanced, peaceful lady who loves her family, who loves her two children. She has two children, 3 and 4 years old. One of the children is a friend of Melissa, of the youngest child of Mariella, and they are the best friends, and they are already asking how will they go along if they are separated, these two girls. Anyhow, this is the mother Manuela, who is expecting the third baby. And they're coming very often just over to say hi. And when Herb and I are there, they love to come in and get a hug from us. So just before I left, the husband came and rang at the door, and he said, well, I want to come and say goodbye. I know you are leaving. And I said, all right, where is your wife? How is she doing? And he said, well, she's not doing too well. And what's going on? Well, she just fell down and hurt her foot. And I said, oh, come on now. She said, well, she's walking around with crutches, and she really cannot move. Now she's expecting the baby. She has the two children. She's preparing for moving in a new house. But she took it easy. So I said, oh, come on, I'm going over and just give her a hug and speak my word. So I call and I said, where are you, Manuela? She was coming from upstairs with her crutches. And I said, you know you are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. She said, what do I have to say? Tu sei intera perfetta. Tu sei intera perfetta. Tu sei intera perfetta. Tu sei intera perfetta. All right. I said, it works. She said, all right. I believe it. Well, Mariella said, already when she came from the station, she returned, bring me to the station. She went and she had no crutches anymore. She wanted to go on Monday, 2 days afterwards. She wanted to go to the doctor. She didn't need to go anymore. And she was healed because she believed that she accepted it. Well, this wonderful lady had a visit from her aunt. And she told the story to her aunt. And she said, you know, I have a friend who came over and this happened to me. And she said, you need to say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. And she said, well, who is this lady? He said, well, it's the mother of Mariella here, Mariella, my friend next door. Well, what's her name? Well, her name is Ellen. Ellen, what's her next name? Ellen Yamini. Ellen Yamini? I know her. I know her. Well, she said, well, and there's a gentleman who's also always with coming here. And she said, is his name Herb? And she said, yes. Well, I have been with them at their seminars. And her name is Lilian Bernasconi.
Oh, yes.
Lilian Bernasconi, and she has been in many seminars with us. And they were just delighted. It was all so casually said, just so in visiting and talking to each other. And then it came out that this Lilian Bernasconi went to school with Massimo's mother, Federica, with Mariella's mother-in-law. So they found out all and a beautiful connection, and they didn't know about it. So when we sometimes just so casually speak and let it flow from our heart, things happen and doors open. And when we just can listen to ourselves and not think, oh, this doesn't make sense to say it, but share. When we have a miracle going on like this, which we have created in first place this food, and then saying, I'm whole and perfect, and seeing the result. Wow. So let's remember, there is a law of cause and effect, and when we just so casually say, I am whole and perfect, and let it go, it's done. And this is just what it is all about. Casually said. I love you.